depending on one's ideological leanings and one's faith in the ANC and Thabo Mbeki in particular, you get views ranging from shock and the opposition parties especially saying that Mbeki's sacking or recall by his own party has been a big mistake, to regular normal South Africans on the street saying that it was a good thing and that the president had it coming.
Now let's talk a bit about what's happened, just to break down the situation a bit. Is this an accurate reading? Mbeki apparently interferes in a corruption investigation into Zuma, presumably to ensure Zuma's conviction. Then when a judge announces that the legal case against Zuma is essentially flawed and therefore cannot proceed, Zuma and his allies, etc., take action to get rid of Mbeki. Is this what has happened in South Africa?
Yes, so that is a correct analysis of the situation. I think it's important to point out that Judge Nicholson's ruling on the Zuma trial did not deal with the content of the charges against the president of the ANC, that is Jacob Zuma, who is now most likely to be the next president of the country. It dealt, however, with the process of prosecution by the National Prosecuting Authority in the country and Thabo Mbeki's perceived interference in what is supposed to be legal process, due process, free from political interference.
With all the allegations still flying about around Zuma, the case still pending against him, his supporters, though, are still demanding that he be in the running for the presidency and that he become president himself. They've threatened to set fire to the country should he be found guilty eventually in a court of law. Now, all the judge seems to have said against Mbeki is that he cannot exclude the possibility that Mbeki may have been involved in a political conspiracy against Zuma. This in itself is very vague. Also, these allegations against Mbeki have not been tested in a court of law, just as the corruption charges against Zuma have not been legally tested. So on what basis can the ANC simply decide that Thabo Mbeki must go?
They are citing, quite ironically, Mbeki's own precedent in firing Jacob Zuma as his deputy president. There was no legal case against Jacob Zuma. His financial advisor was simply accused and found guilty of fraud charges in 2005. And then Mbeki himself said it would be inappropriate for Zuma to stay on as deputy president. Now the Zuma camp is using the same kind of arguments against Thabo Mbeki, stating that as the judgment last Friday implicated Thabo Mbeki in political conspiracies, more or less along the lines of what Nixon did around Watergate, conspired against political opponents, it is now inappropriate for Mbeki to remain as president of the country.
How, in your opinion, did we get to this point where the president of South Africa seemingly ousted from his post by his bitter political rival and all that rival's firebrand allies? How did this happen?
I think we should look to Mbeki and the flaws of the man himself. I mean, historians will still judge him. But we had in Mbeki a supposedly intellectually brilliant leader, but someone who came to be completely out of touch with people, not only in the rest of the country, but without his ruling party. He has been accused of being intellectually conceited and so self-assured that he expected people to trust him implicitly, and that in the process he lost contact with grassroots support. And we see that in a series of denialist tendencies that Thabo Mbeki had. He had such faith in his own judgment regarding the link between HIV and AIDS, the famous one, his so-called quiet diplomacy in Zimbabwe, his belief that crime wasn't as bad as it is in South Africa, that he completely lost touch with reality. He surrounded himself with yes men and women, and he's now paying the price for that failure. It's a great tragedy. What we have is someone with so much promise 10 years ago who did a lot of good in stabilizing the macroeconomic situation in this country, someone who was a thinker who came up with the idea of a continent-wide African renaissance, which led to the new economic program or plan for African development. So he did very good things in terms of the profile of the African continent. He's now been invited to Davos and G8 meetings, but has become so conceited and assured in himself that his own conceitedness has led to his downfall.
There's a strong feeling in South Africa that Mr. Zuma is set to escape prosecution despite these very serious corruption charges hanging over his head. Is that the case?
Mr. Zuma increasingly looks likely to escape due legal process. Of course, not a good sign at all for democracy and the entrenchment of liberal democracy in this country, but a political deal around this seems all the more likely.